You're listening to The Holiday Buyer's Guide with Chase Bunker.
It's the final segment of The Holiday Buyer's Guide. Thank you so much for listening. We've talked food, we've talked golf and computers, and now let's gather around the table and find some fun board games. Now, I own a lot of board games because of this man. He is the president and chief reviewer of the popular board game website, The Dice Tower. If you're ever curious about a board game, go to dicetower.com or you can check them out on YouTube to see their reviews. He is Tom Vassell. Tom, how are you?
I'm having a great day. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for coming on. I know board games have changed a lot over the years. Like, this more than just like Sorry, Trouble, Parcheesi and all that. Like, it could be overwhelming, but for you, since you played a lot of board games, is there a definitive game that you just always recommend to people no matter what, whether they're just like the casual or like the diehard? Is there one that you always just recommend no matter what?
No, and it's for the same reason I wouldn't recommend a movie. You know, if you said recommend me a movie, I wouldn't know what movie to recommend to you because I need to know your taste. I always try to find out a little bit about people before I recommend it, because your favorite game might be one that I want to throw in the trash.
Is there a popular game that people just seem to love and you're just like, oh my, I don't know how people like this. This is awful.
Oh, that happens a lot. Like, I'm not a big fan of Phase 10. And yet it seems to be exceedingly popular. I keep getting ads on Facebook about it, but I give it a 1 out of 10.
Speaking of ads on Facebook, I've been getting ads a lot for the game Outsmarted. And so it's like, because apparently there's a flash sale, which for those who don't know is it's a trivia game essentially. And so I looked up your review of it, and that has to be, now I haven't seen all of your reviews, that has to be the most scathing review I've ever seen you give any game, period.
Oh, I've done way worse than that. But I people ask me all the time, do you hate board games? You gave such a negative thing. More games than not, I like. I like more games than I dislike. And otherwise, why would I be doing this?
That's very fair. All right, so let's talk about some games right now. I'll give you some games, and I want to see if you can try to give me like a good recommendation. So like, my father really loves the game Risk. Is there a good recommendation, or is there a recommendation for someone who likes those style of games?
Well, if you like Risk, a game I would recommend a lot, if you like World War II history, is a game called Memoir 44. It has the little plastic soldiers, and it recreates the battles in World War II on a very easy level where you're rolling dice. If you don't like World War II, you can get almost the exact same game called Battle for Hoth, which is Star Wars. And you can, that battle at the beginning of Empire Strikes Back, where the AT-ATs are coming in and people are defending against them. It's the same thing, but it's really easy. You have the little plastic toys to play with, but you're also chucking dice.
What about party games? Like, I know some people like Telestrations. I don't know if you consider Uno maybe a party game. Like, what are some of your favorite party games that you recommend to people?
Well, nowadays, there's a lot of excellent ones out there. A fun game that I've been playing a lot this year is called Hot Streak. Hot Streak is a game in which there's mascots, like the mascot for a football team or baseball team, and they're racing, which never ends well if you've watched one of these races. And so you're betting on which of these mascots is going to make it to the end line, but they might turn around and run the wrong direction, hit each other and fall down, or do all kinds of crazy stuff. And it is hilarious, and it is the most popular new game I played this year.
That sounds beautifully chaotic.
It is. But you get to like root for the giant stuffed fish as he's running down to the end line, that he will beat the person dressed in a hot dog suit.
I'm a big fan of the deck building game Dominion. I have, I think, like 4 or 5 expansions, mostly because I've watched your videos and you're like, I like this. And I go, sold, good enough for me. What are some popular deck building games that you recommend?
So deck building game is a game in which you are building the deck during the course of the game. And so you mentioned the first and still one of the most popular, Dominion. Clank is a fun one where you are exploring in a dungeon and you're building a deck that lets you go farther into the dungeon, and then you got to get out before the dragon gets you. And so that's one of the more popular ones that I played recently.
Speaking, as I mentioned, expansions earlier, do you always recommend getting a game's expansion for somebody, or is it just one of those like kind of hit or miss type situations?
It really is hit or miss. Just because you like the movie does not mean you'll like the sequel or the spinoff series or the straight to VHS. That ages me. Yeah. I like a lot of expansions for games, but I think for the most part, Very rarely do I say you have to get this expansion. Most of the time, you're quite content with the regular game. I mean, interesting enough, this year, Monopoly introduced some expansions, which are silly. There's one that's called Buy Everything, in which you can buy the bank, you can buy jail, you can buy the middle of the board. And it's really hilarious. It actually makes Monopoly better.
I didn't even think of like you can expand Monopoly because, I mean, they've always come with like these different iterations. Like, I know there was a cheater's Monopoly that I was given. Like, I
Right.
didn't think you could actually expand upon it like now.
Yeah, they're all really silly. There's three of them that are out. And each one, the buy everything one is the silliest, but there's one where you can go to jail or super jail, they add it.
Now, if you were to go in store to see to buy board games, it can be very overwhelming. Do you have anything that you recommend to people when it comes to making a board game purchase?
If you see the movie is based on a popular intellectual property, a movie or something, those are usually cash grabs. They're usually not worth your while. I also recommend that people don't buy from the adult party game section because those games are usually cheap party games with some extra stuff thrown in. I can say dirty words in the middle of a game. So I usually avoid all that. Other than that, it's tricky to tell, right? Because there's so many games. And I think you got to do a little bit of research. Go online and look at what game you get before you buy it. And sometimes it's worth it paying $50 for a game over the $20 game because the $20 game is usually made very, very cheaply and it will fall apart after a play or two.
Besides, places locally here, are there any places that you recommend online to buy board games?
Well, nowadays, obviously, Amazon is the biggest and there's a lot of great games that you can easily get from there. I work with a company called Board Game Bliss, who is currently out of Canada, but they're building a warehouse in the US where they ship games. And a lot of times these days, you can buy games directly from the publishers.
My wife and I like playing board games together. We actually like to play, as a team, or we'll play just do a simple two-player game. Is there a two-player game that you recommend?
A really fun two-player game that's come out recently is called Lord of the Rings Duel for Middle-earth. That's a long name. But it takes Lord of the Rings and condenses it to a small game. One person is playing Sauron and the bad guys against the other person playing the Fellowship of the Ring. And it's like a tug of war. There are three different ways to win, and it plays so well with two players. It's a very popular game with a fun intellectual property.
Before we go, what is Dice Tower East?
Dice Tower East is one of our conventions that we run. We run several over the course of a year, but it's a big one in Orlando, Florida. It's Florida's biggest board game convention. It's every July 4th week. You can find out more information at Dice Tower East, but we bring a 2,300 game library. We set up hot games. We do panels, but it's mostly just thousands of people getting together to play games for 5 days. It's fantastic.
I'm sorry, how many board games?
Well, yeah, just 2,300 is about the number that we have that comes and goes. I could easily have 10,000, but we only want to bring the best games there.
Awesome. So you can go to dicetower.com for all board game reviews. Also, check out their YouTube page as well, youtube.com/thedicetower. He is Tom Vassell, the president and chief reviewer of the Dice Tower. Tom, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
And again, that was Tom Vassell from the Dice Tower. That's going to do it for us here on the Holiday Buyer's Guide special. Hopefully, this helped you find something to get your loved one this holiday season. Special thanks to Luke Lokotek of Reboot Computers, Chef Stephanie Smith of Ronald McDonald House, Mason Spaulding from the PGA, and Tom Vassell from the Dice Tower for joining us. If you missed any part of the show, you can find the Holiday Buyer's Guide on our station's website and, of course, on the station's app. I'm Chase Bunker. Have a great holiday, and I'll talk to you soon.